732. And that foul, that was the fifth foul on Amelia Olsen. So Amelia just fouled out of the game. She ends up with 9 points tonight. 57-32.
All right, come on,
White. And number 14, Lottie Mostry, is coming into the game.
I don't know how to say it.
Okay. Free throw up is good by number 13, Coonan. 14 points for Allison Coonan. Timeout by Coach Justin Wager. We'll take a break. 6:45 to play in the ball game. 58-32, McCray.
Sports on Q92 is sponsored by Five Star Gesswein Motors on U.S. Highway 15, Melbank. Gesswein Motors has one of the largest selections of new and used vehicles, has been in business for over 40 years. You can browse their lot by going to their website at GesswineMotors.com or call Jim at 800-442-5545. Like Jim says, no one sells for less, and we're worth the drive. Sports on Q92 is sponsored by Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, keeping pace with all of the latest advancements in the world of communications with local commitment, global solutions. Check out their website at aceracoop.net.
We'll see. Okay. Welcome back, everybody, to McCray High School, 58-32. McCray leading the Blackjacks. And Lonnie Mostry in. She's a junior for the Blackjacks. Her first action tonight. And she's going to put up a three. It banks it in! Holy cow! Lonnie Mostry with a three-pointer. Scores for the Blackjacks. Kissed it off the glass. And scores from three-point land. Wow. Here's Rant. See if she can score her first basket here in the second half. No good. And it's rebounded by Rachel Lund. That brought the Blackjack fans to their feet. Mostry with the three-point shot there just coming off the bench because Amelia Olsen and Brightside both fouled out. And it's 58-35. Now Hughesby gets the ball taken away. And it's Kimpling, and they go down low, scoring for the McCray Wolverines, number 13, Coonan. 60-35, and they go to Blackjack, go down low, and there's Lainey Bartunek with the basket. That's her fourth point of the game. 5:35 to play. Blasek. Down low, easy basket, scores Coonan again with 18. She leads all scorers with 18 tonight. Allison Coonan, here's Avery. Bartunek goes down low, taken away by Rant. 62-37. McCray on the run, they go up for the layup, no good. Rant with the rebound, kicks it out. Three-point shot for McCray off the glass. Goes out here, and Avery Bartunek picks up the rebound. She's off and running for Dawson Boyd. Goes in the paint, and I think she's going to be whistled. No, they're going to call a foul. I thought they're going to whistle her for travel. And going to the free throw line will be Avery Bartunek. Clock stopped at 4:55. Bartunek at the line. Free throw's up and no good. Avery with 14 tonight. She only had 5 points in the first half. Coonan comes out of the game. She ends up with 18. And free throw here for Avery Bartunek. Free throw's up and nothing but net. 15 for Avery. She's going to come out of the game. Conover in. 4:55 to play. McCray with some subs in now. This is Lazinski. And a timeout by Coach Sean Connors. So we'll take a commercial break with 4:50 to go in the ball game. here at McRae High School, 62-38 Wolverines. We'll be back with more Blackjack basketball after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by ABC Appleton Building Center, your home-owned hometown building center downtown Appleton. See them for all your building needs, including dimension lumber, deck material, shingles, and more. They have Larson combination doors and Anderson windows. ABC Appleton Building Center. Brought to you by Haugen Insurance with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listing area. With crop insurance and more, they can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
We're going to need Minnesota youth to be prepared to face the challenges the future will bring. Right now, kids in 4-H programs are growing critical skills in science, agriculture, leadership, and more, as well as developing their interests in a variety of different topics. To learn more about 4-H programs near you, go to z.umn.edu/4hjoin.
All right, we're back. 62-38. And I just found out at the break here that Lodi Molstrøm is from Norway. She's a foreign exchange student. And she just hit that three-pointer and it brought the Dawson Boyd fans to their feet. And she's high-fiving everybody walking back. She's having the time of her life. Big smile on her face as she come out of the timeout. And she banked that three-pointer, and she's having a great time out there. First time ever playing basketball, I guess. Learned that between the break here, so that was fun. 62-38, McRae leading, 4:39 to play. And a foul there. McRae will go to the free throw line. Free throw here by McRae's ponytails in the back of her number. Can't see her number. Oh, that's Lazinski. Okay, she missed. She's a sophomore. Got a long ponytail that's covering her number there on her back. Brandt comes out. She had a good, great first half, 12 points, but the Blackjacks held her scoreless there in the second half. Second free throw is no good. And it's rebounded there by Essling. She goes down. Here's Conover. Hughesby. Here's Moultrie for another three. And it's short. The exchange student launched another one. Conover. Essling. Yeah, the first time playing basketball, I guess. That's got to be a thrill for her, that's for sure. Conover down low. Picked up by a loose ball, and it's picked up by number 41, Jenkins, her first action tonight. Now they go down low, they get McRae, kicks it down, 3:56 to play. And here's Chelsea Hughesby. Blackjacks with the basketball, they're down 62-38 with 3:40 to play in the ball game. Molstrøm at the half-court line. Essling to Molstrøm from Norway. Lobs it underneath to Lainey Bartunek, and Lainey is fouled. Yeah, just watching Lodi, I believe. She's just got the biggest smile on her face. That's the experience when you're a foreign exchange student. That's the kind of experience you want. Try something new. And she came off the bench, and she banked a three-pointer in. What a thrill. 3:24 to play, and Bartunek, Lainey's free throw is missed. Rebounded by Jenkins from McRae, and she is being harassed. Man, there's a lot of physical play going on right now with these subs that are playing. They got tired of sitting on the bench. They are wearing off some steam. Boy, is it physical out there. 3 minutes to go. McRae goes up with a shot. No good. Rebounded by Lainey. And Lainey fights for the ball and goes down with Sumner. Both Sumner and Lainey Bartunek crash to the floor, both holding the ball. McRae will keep the ball. 62-38 the score. McRae setting the inbound it, and they do. Here's number 23, Lazinski. Down low, shot up, no good. Rebounded by Essling, and she loses the ball. Conover has it on the floor. Getting a little sloppy out there, but boy, there's bodies flying all over the place. 62-38. Wolverines leading. The Blackjacks jumped out. Has started a 2-0 to start the game. They were leading 5-2. And, boy, then they started hammering McCray started hammering the ball into Gabby Rant in that first half. Ball stolen by Sumner for McCray. Wolverines with the possession. Here's number 25. Lazinski goes up with the shot, missed it, and rebounded by Laney for Tunick. Laney's a sophomore. Jump ball, possession with the Blackjacks. 2:25 to play. And here's Conover bringing it across midcourt for the Blackjacks. Top of the key to Hughesby. Blackjacks passing the ball around the perimeter. Hughesby trying to get it to Moultrie. Moultrie throws it all the way across to Essling at the free throw line. Down low to Laney. Bartunek in the paint. She puts the shot up, won't go. And she fouls number 23, Kimpling, going for the rebound. With a minute 55 to go, we'll have our Leonidos postgame show coming up. We'll name a Leonidos Subway Player of the Game and preview the next broadcast. Go through the scoring of this game. Free throws up, banked it in. Woo, Kimpling, there's no arc on that free throw. That was a line drive, and everybody's laughing on the bench. So Coach Condon even laughing. That was a strange-looking free throw. It was 100 miles an hour. Second free throw is good by Kempley. 1:50 on the clock, 64-38. Here's Moultrie. Oh, goes through her hands out of bounds. Turnover there by the Blackjacks. And she's still smiling. That's a good 64-38. McCray with the possession. Here's a three-point shot by Blasek. No good. And Essling with a nice rebound. Good box out there by Allison. She's coming down the floor and lays it up. No good. Goes out of bounds. Stopping the clock with a minute 30. Blackjacks will inbound the ball on underneath their own basket. Lobs it in to Hughesby at the free throw line. Moultrie's going to put up another three and get another one! Oh, she scores again! Another three! The girl from Norway who's never played basketball is having the time of her life right now on the floor for the Blackjacks. Look at that. She's giving high fives to Laney. A lot of smiles on the Blackjack bench right now. Amazing. 64-41. I suppose when she goes back to Norway, now she'll be playing basketball. Find a basketball club to be with. Moultrie. Passes it back to Conover. Two threes off the bench. Laney Bartunek tries baseline, tries to underhand it with 57 seconds to go, and she's fouled. Laney's going to go to the line. How much fun is she having? Should have a camera on her. She's got the biggest smile. Bartunek at the line. 57 seconds to go in the game. McCray 67. Dawson Boyd 41. And Laney's free throw is way short. Went out of bounds. Well, our Leonidos post-game show coming up with 50 seconds on the clock. Go through some of the scores. Here's Jenkins down low, shot up, and that's Sumner with the rebound, no good for Tunick. Laney with the ball, she's going coast to coast, and it's blocked. Nice block by Kimpling. And then a foul. 64-41. 37 seconds to go. Kimpling will be at the free throw line. Here's the free throw. No good. Well, I'll be down at the Target Center on Friday and Saturday for state dance, so you want to tune in for that. Second free throw is no good. Rebounded by McCray. They keep the possession. Here's a long three-pointer. Good. At the top of the key there by number three, Blessing. And Molstrie with the ball. Now to the free throw line 15 seconds ago. Conover for three. Missed everything. And here's a shot by Esling. No good. 5 seconds to go. 67-41 the score. Looks like that might be the final here as McCray's just going to inbound it and run the clock. And we'll have our Neonino's post-game show. And McCray inbounds it, and that's your final, 67-41 McCray. We'll take a break, and we'll be back in a couple minutes.
Sports on Q92 is sponsored by Midwest Power Sports on East Highway 12 in Milbank, South Dakota, where their goal is complete customer satisfaction. Midwest Power Sports carries boats, motors, trailers, Polaris, and Ranger ATVs. Stop by Midwest Power Sports for all of your recreational sports needs or call 605-432-9111. The Bellingham Lewisburg Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 320-598-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services. Sports broadcast on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth. Visit your dentist on a regular basis. And another of our sports boosters, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, for tree trimming, tree removal, moving of large trees, and many other services. Contact Rise Nursery and Tree Service in Porter with their many years of service to work for you. Call them directly at 507-829-4614. That's 507-829-4614 for Rise Nursery and Tree Service, Porter.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm, home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1984. Clement Electric, we're here to serve you.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Blackjacks fall to McCray 67-41 tonight. But we've got a special guest here. We're going to talk with put the headset on there, yep. And we're going to talk with the kind of the hero of the night. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Wow, that was a thrill for you. Why don't you say your name for me?
Lotta.
Lotta Molstra?
Yeah.
Where are you from, Lotta?
Norway.
Norway, okay. Did you enjoy the game?
Yeah, it was so fun. Like, I didn't play at the first half, but that was all right.
Yeah.
But the second half, that was pretty exciting.
What was your thoughts when you shot the three-pointer and went in?
I was pretty amazed. I did not expect to actually make it.
Do you play basketball in Norway?
No, I do not. This is my first season.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Well, you need to play basketball more. That was awesome.
Yeah.
So, congratulations. What's it like being on the basketball team?
It's kind of scary to play, actually, because people are running towards you.
Uh-huh.
But, like, with a team, it makes you feel more safe. And I feel very welcome.
Okay. What were your thoughts when the basket went in?
I was shocked.
What family do you, who do you stay with in
Dublin? I stay with the amazing Peterson family, Tracy, Mike, Avery, and Emma.
Okay, are you enjoying your time here at Dawson Boyd High School?
Yes, it's amazing.
Are you glad you went into the program?
Oh, yes, for sure.
Okay. What are you surprised about here in America? Anything surprise you, or what do you like, or what you don't like?
I like the food. It's pretty good.
You like American food?
Yes.
Okay. What do Norwegians eat most of the time?
We eat maybe more fish.
Fish?
Yeah,
okay.
Salad.
All right, good. So when you made your second free throw.
Yes. Or like, yeah, shot.
Or three-pointer,
yes.
Excuse me. What were your thoughts there?
That was even more shocking.
More shocking, huh?
But the whole team was cheering it out. Felt pretty amazing.
Yep, awesome. Well, congratulations.
Thank
How do you say your first name?
Lotta.
Lotta.
Yes.
And how do you spell that for me?
L-O-T-T-E.
Okay, now your last name?
Do you want to spell that too?
No.
Oh.
How do you say it?
Mostra.
Okay. I'm not Norwegian. I'm German, so sorry.
Close enough. Almost there.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I named you Player of the Game.
How about that?
So you got a t-shirt that says Player of the Game on it. What size do you like? Medium, small?
Medium, crap.
Medium?
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you just hold that up there? Put it down so you can see blackjacks. And that was a thrill for me. I didn't know you were the exchange student. Okay, big picture. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go. We got to do that. We'll put it up on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Okay? And I'll get you a Subway Valley meal from Subway. You like to eat at Subway?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right, so you get here's a Subway Valley meal for you. Free
Thank
meal,
you.
Okay? For being player of the game.
Cool.
Okay. Good job. 6 points for you tonight. Two three-pointers.
Yeah, those are the first points, actually, for the...
First points on varsity?
Yeah.
Awesome. Good job.
Yeah.
All right. That's Lone Molstre.
Yeah.
Is that close enough?
Yeah.
Okay.
That works perfectly.
All right. She's our Blackjack Neon Needle Subway player of the game. And let's go through the scoring. Let's go through the scoring here tonight. First for the McRae Wolverines, they were led by Allison Coonan with 18 points. We'll get Allison a player of the game as well. Hopefully she's still around. She led the Wolverines with 18. Leading the Blackjacks tonight was Avery Bartunek with 15. Avery had a nice second half. She just had 5 points in the first half. Amelia Olsen played a great game. She ends up with 9 points. And as I mentioned, Molstre from Norway, back-to-back threes for the Blackjacks. Let's go through some final scores. Girls basketball, Lakeview beat YME 50, or YME beat Lakeview. That's just a kind of surprise. 53-50. RCW lost to Central Minnesota Christian 65-45. And KMS down Lacapaul Valley tonight 57-43. So the Saints sweep the Eagles this year. And Mineota put up 93 points as they beat Canby 93-56. And that's your girls basketball final. Boys basketball, Lacapaul Valley 77, YME 39. And boys basketball, so the Eagle boys pick up a win there. I tell you what, section basketball is going to be a lot of fun. Coming down the stretch here. Next broadcast will be Team United Wrestling Thursday from Marshall. They'll wrestle Morrison section play at 7:15. Dick Newman, Danny Lee with the call there. And then state dance Friday and Saturday from Target Center. And that's going to be a blast. Best of luck to the Shadows defending their state championships in high kick and jazz. They'll have a target on their back. That's a look what's happening around the Q92 listening area in sports. And appreciate everybody tuning in. And thanks for listening tonight to Blackjack and Wolverine basketball. Once again, your final score here in McRae, 67-41. McCray over Dawson. Boy, thanks to Mike Meyer back at the studio for working the board. And remember, blizzard warning starting in the morning. So hang tight. And that'll wrap things up here from McCray High School. Good night, everybody.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. You're listening to KLQP, Madison Dawson, 92.1 FM. Sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by the Dairy Queen in Madison and in Dawson. Appleton Area Health, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Midwest Truck Parts, Federated Telephone Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Pro Image Partners. Sports brought to you by Ortonville Area Health Services, Rural Solutions Incorporated, Jim's Market, Steve Haas, B. Johnson Electric, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Madison Chiropractic Center, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Souther Building Supplies, CCM Health, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Pioneer Hybrid International, Appleton Building Center, State Bank of Taunton, Dawson Auto Glass, Myers Electric and Infrared. Sports brought to you by the Lackbarrow Mutual Insurance Agency, Whitnable Construction, Dawson Grain Co-op, Ludvigson Tiling, Miniota Building Center, Larson Brothers Concrete, First Security Bank of Canby, Peterson Team Realty, Lund Implement Company, Rise Tree Service, Cargill Incorporated, Jubilee Foods, Erickson Chevrolet, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Culligan, Appleton Dental Clinic, Ag Processing, Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Welding and Repair, Gesswein Motors. Sports brought to you by the MidWest Bank of Dawson, Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz, Boris Crop Insurance, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Midwest Power Sports, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Cumberford Construction and Gravel, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, United Prairie Bank of Madison, Chris Wodzinski, State Representative, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Lee Motor Company, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry Dawson, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Northern Plains Tiling, Ag Plus Cooperative. Sports brought to you by Sanford Medical Center of Canby, Helgen Insurance Agency, Dawson Truck Parts, Prairie Brand Seeds, Fernald's Crop Insurance, A&B Auto, Heartland Eye Care, Bought Appliance and Electronics, Plumbin Electric, Tofty Auto and Sales, Kaufman Construction, Madison Dental Clinic, Madison Bottling Company, Kluber Law Office, and Greenacre Seeds. Thanks for joining us for high school sports coverage on 92.1 FM. It's 9:05 at Q92 Radio. Great music for St. Leo, Porter, Ivanhoe, and Taunton on 92.1 FM Q92.
Nathan Chamber.
I got a snowplow.
Okay, hang on. You've been fooling around on me right from the start. So I'll take back my ring and I'll take back my heart. And when you're tired of fooling around with two or three, come on home and fool around with me. I wasn't fooling around the day I said I do, but many nights I've wished that I'd been fooling too. I know it's foolish taking all this misery, but when it's you, fool, I'll always be. I know that you've been fooling around on me right from the start. So I'll take back my ring and I'll take back my heart. And when you're tired of fooling around with two or three, come on home and fool around.
worry if I'm lonesome, 'cause I'm used to that. And when